Thank you, choir. Praise God. Scripture reading for this morning is taken from the book of Romans, the epistle Romans that the Apostle Paul wrote. If you would turn with that, with me to that. Now, for those who may be unfamiliar with the Bible, is the book of Romans in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. Now, the New Testament is just a very short section at the end of the Bible, believe it or not. Maybe a third of our Bible is the New Testament. And so we go the Gospels and then the Acts of the Apostles, and the book of Romans is right after that. If you would please turn with me to Romans chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 1 through 5. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Once you find that, if you would close the Bible on your finger and let us stand. Let's say this Bible pledge. Let's raise those Bibles above our heads and say this Bible pledge like we mean it this morning, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. If you would get out with me your sermon notes, if you're interested, that is, and follow along, grab a pen or a pencil and fill in the blanks as we go this morning. On the back side of that, I invite you to take this home. It's a study guide for this week, and it deals loosely, I should say, with the topic of this sermon. And I invite you to take that home with all your prayers, that insert that Larry talked about, and keep that beside your prayer chair so we can do this. Also, something was handed to me that I just want to lift up. WOW Group is meeting this Tuesday, May 13th, at 12:30 at Pizza Hut. WOW Group. Help me out. What's WOW? Widows. Widows and widowers? Is that what it is? Okay. All right. Well, we were. I knew what it was, and it just would not come to me, and I was trying to figure out what WOW could be in relation to women. But anyway. There was a group at St. Luke's, my former church, and they called themselves WOW. And you know what that stood for? It was an acronym for Wild Old Women. And they were proud. They were proud that that was what their group stood for. But anyway, so that's where I was going with that. I'm sorry. All right. Last week, now remember, this teaching series, Have You Ever Wondered, began with your questions on Easter morning. Gave you a ministry minute, and you wrote down any question that you have ever wanted to ask God or the church or a pastor. And I tell you what, there were many powerful, powerful questions. And the greatest number of questions dealt with last week's and this week's message, and that is, suffering, the idea of suffering, why bad things happen to good people, why good things happen to bad people, et cetera, all those types of questions. And so last week I dealt with two issues around suffering, self-inflicted suffering and suffering that is inflicted upon us by others. Again, I want us to walk through several different types of suffering today, and so I need to book it today. But folks that are listening on the radio, I guarantee I'm not going to get done by the time they cut me off. So I invite you to get the CD that is burnt every Sunday in regards to our worship services.